This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a last howl from the Werewolf of London. But first, rolling the eyes, shaking a hand, flipping a finger. Most of us know these gestures are meant to convey disbelief, nice to meet you, and I wish I had never met you, respectively. But what about the origins of the handshake, or the long cross-cultural tradition of the middle finger? They're not so obvious. That's where A Field Guide to Gestures comes in. It's a new book that claims to identify and interpret virtually every gesture known to man. Melissa Wagner is one of the guide's authors, and she joins us from the studios of member station WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And I'm giving you a little thumbs-up salute. What's that mean universally?
Well, of course, here in the United States, we're familiar with the thumbs-up as being great. In Japan, you might be saying something like, this is my male companion, or you might be referring to the number 5. And in parts of the Middle East, you might be saying, up yours, or something more offensive along those lines.
Were there Iraqis who greeted U.S. or British troops with their thumbs up? I'm trying to remember.
This is what I've heard, yes.
We made mention of the handshake. Is it true that that began as a way of demonstrating that you weren't packing a weapon?
That gesture dates back to around the 16th century, and it kind of began as a symbolic way of showing someone else that you weren't holding a weapon. Mm-hmm. And it was a way to bind a contract, and the subordinate person in the relationship might kneel down while offering their hand. And as democracy kind of came into fashion, you didn't have to kneel down anymore, and it became a more egalitarian gesture to say we're both equals and we're on the same ground here.
And the middle finger.
Right. Yes. This gesture dates back thousands of years, way beyond the handshake. There are actually references to it in the classic Roman text, and it had the name Digitus Impudicus, or Indecent Digit, and it's always meant the same thing.
Now, I must say, you and your co-author.
Yes, Nancy Armstrong.
Yes. What got you involved in this?
We realized that we did all of these things every day, or we would see people making gestures every day, but we didn't really know why we were doing them or where they came from. We kind of compiled research and put it in a format that people can really read and understand and enjoy.
You provide some detailed instructions for each and every gesture in the book. We've enlisted some help on our end. There's a voice that I think NPR listeners will find very familiar. I'm wondering if you could review for us some of your favorites.
Oh, some of my favorite gestures. The horns gesture.
Gesture number 76. Horns. Make a fist with one hand. Extend index and pinky fingers. Raise hand and point fingers up or away from body.
Frank Tavares, he's the man who tells us who makes the programming possible. And this means what?
It has a very ancient meaning. It's been around for, 2,500 years. And its primary usage around the world is to show someone or tell someone that they're a cuckold. You know, your wife is cheating on you.
Now, to some people, isn't that the symbol for the Texas Longhorns?
That's
Hook'em
right.
Horns? Yeah.
You're right. That's a gesture.
I guess they want a cuckold Oklahoma.
That's right.
I had not understood until thumbing through your book, no pun intended, about, well, here.
Gesture number 28. Loser. Make a fist with one hand. Extend index finger. Extend thumb to form an L. Raise hand and place L against forehead. Say, loser, with derision, generally elongating the first syllable.
This is fairly new, isn't it?
It is. It's a gesture that kind of entered our vocabulary back in the 90s when Jim Carrey in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, made the L, the loser gesture, on his head. And then we saw it in several other movies like Clueless and in Jerry Maguire.
And I have to ask about this. Slapping the old derriere. Approach another person, usually a teammate, from behind. Place one hand loosely at your side, palm forward, fingers together.
Quickly slap the bottom of the other person's butt, usually toward the outer edge. Offer a verbal compliment regarding the player's skill on the field.
Like, all right, right?
That's right. I think that's a necessary part of it.
But now this is North America and Western European for the moment.
That's right. You know, experts think that perhaps the popularity of the butt pad grew out of the football field because of those enormous pads. It kind of started out possibly as a pad on the shoulder, but there's no way that the teammates could really feel that. So it had to move to a less protected area of the body.
Right. I've heard that interpretation. I'm not sure I buy it.
Right. Right. Well, I think that, and I do think that as a caveat for everything that we've been talking about, you know, it all depends on the circumstance. And it's important to just read all of the body language and all of the signals that you're being given.
Ms. Wagner, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Melissa Wagner and Nancy Armstrong wrote A Field Guide to Gestures. Frank, what does Ms. Wagner get for playing the weekend edition game?
Gesture number 8. Live long and prosper. Raise right hand to chest level, palm outward. Splay fingers so that they form a large V, moving the pinky and ring fingers together to the right and the middle and index fingers together to the left. Fully extend the thumb so that it is perpendicular to the hand. And for more on gestures, visit our website at npr.org.